right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 5th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 363, Roman Emperor Julian left Antioch with an army of 90,000 to attack the Sassanian Empire, ruled by Shapur II. The Romans had a lot of early victories, advancing rapidly down the Euphrates River, relatively unopposed, destroying several fortified cities before reaching the walls of the heavily fortified Sassanian capital. Abandoning the idea of besieging the city, Julian instead burned his army's supplies and began to march into Persia's interior, at which point Shapur II's army began to ceaselessly harass the Romans' flight by skirmishing. Julian died of his wounds from one of these skirmishes, and his successor, Jovian, agreed on humiliating terms in order to save the remnants of his demoralized and exhausted army from complete annihilation.
I'm in the furniture trade, got a new job today, inspect the crater, the number 3 lathe.
In 1496, King Henry VII of England issued a commission to John Cabot and his sons, authorizing them to explore unknown lands and leading them to the coast of North America. The Boston Massacre took place today's date in 1770. 5 Americans were fatally shot by British troops firing into a crowd who'd been throwing snowballs, stones, and sticks. Former slave Crispus Attucks was the first to die, later held up as an early black martyr. The event would contribute to the outbreak of the American Revolutionary War 5 years later. George Howe published the first issue of the weekly Sydney Gazette and the New South Wales Advertiser, Australia's first newspaper today in 1803. 1825, Roberto Cafresi, one of the last successful Caribbean pirates, was defeated in combat and captured by authorities on March 5th, to be later executed by firing squad. Lucy Osborne and 5 other nurses, trained by Florence Nightingale, arrived in Sydney today in 1868. Osborne was later regarded as the founder of nursing in Australia. 1933, Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party received 43.9% of the vote at the Reichstag elections, which allowed the Nazis to pass the Enabling Act and establish a dictatorship. 6 high-ranking members of Soviet Politburo, including Joseph Stalin, today in 1940, signed an order for the execution of over 25,000 Polish intelligentsia, including over 14,000 Polish POWs, in what would become known as the Katyn Massacre. Winston Churchill coined the phrase the Iron Curtain in his speech at Westminster College, Missouri, today in 1946. Joseph Stalin again. On March 5th in 1953, Stalin died in Moscow after suffering a cerebral hemorrhage 4 days earlier. As the story goes, he might have lived if he'd received treatment earlier, but his guards were too afraid to check in on him when he didn't emerge from his bedchambers at his usual expected time. I don't know how true that one is. Boeing Flight 911, a Boeing 707 aircraft, broke apart in mid-air due to clear air turbulence and crashed into Mount Fuji in Japan, killing all 124 people on board today in 1966. 1970, the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons went into effect after ratification by 43 nations. Soviet probe Venera 14 landed on Venus today in 1982. And finally, March 5th in 1983, the Australian Labor Party, with Bob Hawke as leader, won with one of the biggest parliamentary majorities in Australian political history. They just don't make them like they used to.
Pick the fleas, mister!
Eat yourself fitter!
Eat yourself fitter!
Eat yourself fitter!
Some other birthdays for us as well. Magician Penn Jillette is 66 today. Tiger King Joe Exotic is 58. Eva Mendes, 47. And Fifi Box is 44. Happy birthday, Fifi. And some bumpers musos for us as well. Steve Prestwich, drummer for Gold Chisel, born 1954. Joey Image, Misfits, 1957. Andy Gibb, 1958. Eddie Grant is 73 this morning. And John Frusciante of Red Hot Chili Peppers is 51. They're going in on this one this morning.
Make it right. Panic in Saddam, panic in Wardour, panic in Granada Land, panic all over by the wretched time shooters.
Going out to Mark E. Smith of The Fall. Born 1957, Mark E. Smith, the only consistent member of The Fall for over four decades of shifting lineups and shifting sound. A prolific band nonetheless, releasing over 30 studio albums, over 50 live albums, and 55 compilations. The band effectively died with Smith in 2018. We're going out on The Fall, Eat Yourself Fitter. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.
Properly and with good grace, the secret straight back ogre entered, his brain aflame with all the dreams it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured.
Square. Eat yourself fitter.
Said it purged fear.
Eat yourself fitter.